It is time again for the Warren County Radio Bible School. And so with the ringing of that school bell, we know what to do. And today, we're going to be reading from the Rockcliffe Review. Now, the Rockcliffe Review is the bulletin passed out to those who attend Rockcliffe on Sundays. And in that review, I had written somewhat of a summary of the sermon that was to be preached that morning. And so I will read it to you now. The title is, The Bible is the Word of God. In writing to the Thessalonians, Paul said, For this cause also we thank God without ceasing, because when ye received the Word of God, which ye heard from us, ye received it not as the Word of men, but as it is in truth, the Word of God, which effectually worketh also in you that believeth. 1 Thessalonians 2 and verse 13. It has been said that the writers of the New Testament did not know they were writing Scripture, and that they would be surprised to learn that their works had been collected and bound together as a sacred book. I rather suggest that they would be surprised that the world continues with so many doubters. Paul knew his words were the words of God, and he was thankful that they were accepted as such from the beginning. Paul wanted his letters copied and passed along to the churches. In Colossians chapter 4 and verse 16 he wrote, When this epistle is read among you, cause that it be read in the church of the Laodiceans, and ye likewise read the epistle from Laodicea. Peter affirmed that Paul wrote Scripture. In 2 Peter 3, verses 15 through 16, Peter wrote, Our beloved brother Paul, also according to the wisdom given unto him, hath written unto you, as in all his epistles, speaking in some of them things, in which some things hard to be understood, which they that are unlearned and unstable rest, as they also do the other scriptures, unto their own destruction. He called Paul's writings Scripture and laid them alongside other Scriptures. 2 Peter 3, verses 15 through 16. The Bible is the Word of God. It is not to be thought of as the words of men's wisdom about God. In 1 Corinthians 6, verses 6 through 13, Paul said that he spake the wisdom of God. He called what he spoke a mystery, because he was revealing things that had been hidden, things that man could not have seen with his own eyes, or heard with his own ears, or reasoned out of his own heart. These were things revealed to him by the Spirit of God in words, which things also we speak, not in the words which man's wisdom teacheth, but which the Holy Ghost teacheth, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. In Mark 13 and verse 11, Jesus said to his apostles, Take no thought beforehand what ye shall speak, neither do ye premeditate, but whatsoever shall be given unto you in that hour, that speak ye. For it is not ye that speak, but the Holy Ghost. In John 14, 25 through 26, he promised them that the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you. In John 16 and verse 13, Jesus said, When he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth. These promises were realized on the day of Pentecost when the apostles were filled with the Holy Ghost. Acts 2 and verse 4. The people marveled when they heard these Galileans speak, for they were speaking in the languages wherein they, the hearers, were born. This was not God giving the apostles ideas for them to put in their own words, because they were not speaking their own words. It was not even their own language. They were speaking the Word of God. The implications of this are weighty. Since these words are in truth the Word of God, 1 Thessalonians 2 and verse 13, then they are, in truth, authoritative. We may ponder, argue, and debate among ourselves about their meaning, but we do not question their source, their truth, or their authority. It is not for us to decide if we agree with the things that are written, but to humble ourselves to them and tremble. Though Isaiah, God said, to this man will I look, even to him that is of poor and of a contrite spirit, and that trembleth at my word. Isaiah 66 and verse 2. The word of God is quick and powerful. Hebrews 4 and verse 12. Stephen called them the living oracles. Acts 7 and verse 38. When he received into the heart of man, they are renewed. That man is renewed in his mind and transformed in his soul. Romans 12 and verse 2. John said, these are written that ye might believe, and that believing ye might have eternal life through his name. John 20 and verse 31. And so, Paul said to the Thessalonians that the work of God effectually worketh also in you that believeth. 1 Thessalonians 2 and verse 13. It will also work effectively in us if we will receive it as the Word of God. Well, that was the sermon for that Sunday morning at the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. And I read from the Rock Cliff Review, because the Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. All are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. And we're studying these old Sunday school lessons written by E.A. Elam. And today we begin a study of the gospel in Antioch of Pisidia. Following along with a Sunday school lesson written for the Sunday schools of July the 12th, 1925. Now, what I want to do is read to you from Acts chapter 13, and I am going to read Acts 13, verses 1 through 52, as we prepare for this lesson. And here is our Bible reading. Now there were at Antioch in the church, there were prophets and teachers, Barnabas and Simon that was called Niger, and Lucius of Cyrene, and Manaen, the foster brother of Herod the Tetrarch, and Saul. And as they ministered to the Lord and fasted, the Holy Spirit said, separate me, Barnabas and Saul, for the work whereunto I have called them. Then, when they had fasted and prayed, they laid hands on them and sent them away. Acts 13 and verse 4. So they, being sent forth by the Holy Spirit, went down to Seleucia, and from thence they sailed to Cyprus. And when they were at Salamis, they proclaimed the word of God in the synagogue of the Jews. And they also had John as their attendant. And when they had gone through the whole island into Paphos, they found a certain sorcerer, a false prophet, a Jew, whose name was Bar-Jesus, who was with the proconsul, Sergius Paulus, a man of understanding. The same called unto him Barnabas and Saul, and sought to hear the word of God. But Elymas the sorcerer, for so is his name by interpretation, withstood them, seeking to turn aside the proconsul from the faith. But Saul, who is also called Paul, filled with the Holy Spirit, fastened his eyes on him and said, O full of all guile and all villainy, thou son of the devil, thou enemy of all righteousness, wilt thou not cease to pervert the right ways of the Lord? And now, behold, the hand of the Lord is upon thee, and thou shalt be blind, not seeing the sun for a season. And immediately there fell from him a mist and darkness, and we went about seeking some to lead him by the hand. Then the proconsul, when he saw what was done, believed, being astonished at the teachings of the Lord. Now follow along from Acts 13 and verse 13. Now Paul and his company set sail from Paphos and came to Perga in Pamphylia. And John departed from them and returned to Jerusalem. But they, passing through Perga, came to Antioch of Pisidia. And they went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day and sat down. And after the reading of the law and the prophets, the rulers of the synagogue sent unto them, saying, Brethren, if ye have any word of exhortation for the people, say on. And Paul stood up, and beckoning with his hand, said, Men of Israel, and ye that fear God, hearken. The God of this people Israel chose our fathers, and exalted the people when they sojourned in the land of Egypt, and with a high arm he led them forth out of it. And about the time of 40 years, as a nursing father bare he them in the wilderness, and when he had destroyed 7 nations in the land of Canaan, he gave them their land for an inheritance, for about 450 years. And after these things he gave them judges, until Samuel the prophet, and afterward they asked for a king. And God gave unto them Saul, the son of Kish, a man out of the tribe of Benjamin, for the space of 40 years. And when he had removed him, he raised up David to be their king, to whom also he bare witness and said, I have found David, the son of Jesse, a man after my heart, who shall do all my will. Of this man's seed God hath God according to the promise brought unto Israel a Savior, Jesus. When John had first preached before his coming the baptism of repentance to all the people of Israel, and as John was fulfilling his course, he said, Who suppose ye that I am? I am not he, but behold, there cometh one after me, the shoes of whose feet I'm not worthy to unloose. Brethren, children of the stock of Abraham, and those among you that fear God, to us is this word of salvation set forth. For they that dwell in Jerusalem and their rulers, because they knew him not, nor the voices of the prophets which are read every Sabbath, fulfilled them by condemning him. And though they found no cause of death in him, yet they asked of Pilate that he should be slain. And when he had fulfilled all things that were written of him, they took him down from the tree and laid him in a tomb. But God raised him from the dead. And he was seen for many days of them that came with him from Galilee to Jerusalem, who are now his witnesses unto the people. And we bring you good tidings of the promise made to our fathers, that God hath fulfilled the same to our children, and that he raised up Jesus, as also it is written in the second Psalm, Thou art my Son, this day have I begotten thee. And it's concerning that he raised him up from the dead, now no more to return to corruption, he hath spoken on this wise, I will give you the holy and sure blessings of David, because he said also in another psalm, Thou wilt not give thy holy one to see corruption. For David, after he had in his own generation served the counsel of God, fell asleep, and was laid into his fathers, and saw corruption. But he whom God raised up saw no corruption. Be it known unto you therefore, brethren, that through this man is proclaimed unto you the remission of sins, and by him every one that believeth is justified from all things from which he could not be justified by the law of Moses. Beware, therefore, lest that come upon you which was spoken in the prophets. Behold, ye despisers, and wonder, and perish, for I will work a work in your days, a work ye shall in no wise believe if one declare it to you. And as they went out of the synagogue, that these words might be spoken to them the next Sabbath. We'll continue in the next class.